Fun fact, the more excuses you tell yourself, the less happy you'll be. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Brandon Sway, and welcome to episode 2 of my Speak Up podcast series. And today we're going to be discussing respect. Respect in a business sense and respect in general. Now, respect is something that we all demand, and it's something that really affects the way we interact with people on a daily basis. Respect is also something that can take us really far in life, simply because people love to be respected, and they also love to give respect to those that respect them. A great example of this would be meeting your significant other's parents for the first time. You're not just going to walk through the door rubbing your belly and say, "Hey, what's for dinner?" without properly introducing yourself first and expect a warm welcome, right? Or walk through the door without saying hi to their parents at all. Jump on the sofa, turn on the TV like you fucking own the place, and expect them to cater to your every need. If you were to do something like that, and show disrespect to them in that manner, then they'll undoubtedly show a form of disrespect right back to you. And who knows, the dad might even grab you by your collared shirt and fling you out the door himself. You see how that works? Because of the fact the parents weren't respected first, the parents are not going to respect you in return. Respect is not earned, nor is it given. Respect is displayed and then reflected. Because you weren't able to show respect to them, their parents will mirror this action and do the same. And that's when things get really messy. It works the same way with every relationship or human interaction. If you're not showing someone that you can respect them and what they stand for, they won't do the same for you. And if you think they will, then well, I got news for you, buddy. Wake up and smell the grinded coffee, because they won't. Respect is reflected. And I'll say this again. Respect is not earned and it is not given, but it is shown first and then it is reflected. And it works the same way in a business aspect as well. In order for a person to get a promotion at work, he or she has to be well respected amongst his or her colleagues and also by his or her employer. If that person was able to show everyone in their workplace respect to the highest degree, including their employer, they're either bound for big bonuses or that promotion they've been aiming for this whole time. Because of the simple fact that he or she was able to show respect to everyone in the highest degree, they unknowingly reflect that respect back at that person, whether it be through promotions or simple good morning every day when they walk in. Respect is contagious, and it changes the atmosphere of the whole entire work environment. And just an added thought, when I say respected amongst his or her employees, or co-workers, sorry. I'm not talking about that ass-kisser type employee whose head is so far up the boss's ass, just to be clear. I'm talking about that one dude or chick that arrives at work and makes the overall experience of that workday an enjoyable one. How? Simple. They show respect to each of their colleagues slash co-workers and anyone else involved in that work environment, as I just mentioned a second ago. They don't come into work harboring their problems and then throw it. They don't throw their anger and frustration at others. Respectful people understand that they're not the only one with problems and issues, and they don't reflect their anger on people who have nothing to do with their problems and issues. Instead, they keep focus on work so that their co-workers or whoever's in that work environment get inspired to do the same. Like, if you're bringing your problems with you to work and you're holding everyone else back because of it, regardless of the reason, that's extremely disrespectful. Why should the fact that you're upset that Lisa from the bar didn't call you back be a reason why I can't get shit done? Like, that's disrespectful as fuck. Now the boss is mad at everyone because you made everyone work extra hard to pick up your slack, and now things are being left undone. Now everyone has mandatory overtime because you wanted to flip out at old man George for his inability to pick up a 75-pound crate. All because Lisa from the bar didn't call you back. Like, instead of complaining, you could have considered that this dude, old man George, like, he's probably super old and got back issues or something like that, and you could have just helped him out. But no, instead you decided that this would be a good time to let out that frustration and make yourself look like a total ass. And if you're yelling at an old person for his inability to pick up that much weight by himself, you are an ass. I think people who come to work with all that negativity they're harboring from their own life, when they come to work and direct that anger at someone else in their workplace who has nothing to do with the problem, I find that extremely disrespectful. At least have the common decency or courtesy to respect that other people don't need to deal with your attitude about your inability to do something or whatever it is you're upset about. No one likes a rude and disrespectful person. I mean, at least I don't. Another example of how respect plays a vital part in life and business is, in order for a person to build a successful business, people have to respect what that business stands for. That person will have to display or showcase to people that this business can respect and show respect to society and everyone that's part of it, in order for that society to want to respect that business. I mean, if your business is about treating people like shit, you'll get from none to few supporters. Show people you can display respect, and it will be reflected back. The key to building successful, long-lasting relationships with people, business-wise or in general, is solely reliant on this simple factor of respect. Because, believe it or not, people love that shit. And the key to building a successful consumer base is to respect the needs and concerns of that consumer base. If you're just turning a deaf ear on their concerns and needs, then you're not respecting how business works or how people work. Respect is key to everything, people. Absolutely everything. You respect people and doors will open for you that you never knew were even fucking there in the first place. Anyway, you beautiful people, I do hope you all enjoyed this segment and found it helpful. And if you would like to share your views and your opinions with me on respect, then you can do so by sending me a message on Anchor, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and I will respond as soon as I can. And with that being said, my name is Brandon Sway. This was our discussion on respect, and I will see or hear from you on the next podcast. Take care.